Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. A major project is anticipated for the Port Hope Racquet Club, as it will add a fourth tennis court and install a dome for year-round access. Racquet Club President Gillian Smith-Clark says the dome is instrumental in growing tennis in Port Hope and allows the club to enhance youth and seniors programming.
This is a project we've been working on for several years at the club. The dome is so needed in order to make tennis a year-round option. So right now, players, whether they're recreational or competitive, they can only train here in the summer, spring and fall, and then that's it. That really cuts out tennis as an option for so many individuals. We also need the fourth court because in order to make a dome and an indoor facility financially viable, you need at least four courts.
So how did the idea come up with this, and how long have you guys been trying to get this off the ground?
I mean, we've been for years talking about it, but a couple of years ago, an operator approached us. They had a dome that they were looking to redeploy, and so that started the, and they thought Port Hope would be a great location, as did we, as does Tennis Canada. Unfortunately, they ended up, that didn't happen. The bottom fell out of the condo market in Toronto, and so the dome ended up staying there. But by then we had gotten really far in this project. We had a lot of the preparation, construction, pre-construction work done, and we'd acquired a building permit, and so we kept working on it to see if we could move forward, and that's when we applied for the Ontario CSRIF grant.
So talk to me about the Raise the Dome project. Major fundraising, $140,000, I understand, for that project. How instrumental was that in kind of convincing the province that, hey, we are serious about this project?
Yeah, I think it was definitely instrumental. So that's pledged amount. So we haven't actually collected it, but we had a great fundraising committee and pretty quickly when we thought this would be a possibility, raised that money very fast, or pledges to that effect. Yeah, and I think that had a big influence. I think also Tennis Canada has been incredibly supportive. They have a grant for $200,000 that's also available, that, you know, we hopefully will qualify for. So I think that was also instrumental in influencing both the municipality and the government of Ontario.
Okay, so part of the money is also going to go to rehabilitating the services so far. So in terms of construction, when you talk about adding a fourth court, is it going to be like a 2x2 or four straight across?
It will be, so you see where we're standing now. The fourth court will be west of the existing courts. So the rehabilitating these courts, they need some resurfacing. We've done some repairs, but they need to be completely resurfaced as well. And then we'll add the fourth court onto the west, and we also need to add something called a grade beam, which is the structure that will go around the perimeter of the courts, and that allows us to attach a dome.
So talk timelines now. When do you think construction is going to start on at least rehabilitating and then into the dome?
So in the fall, we are working and hoping, we're working with contractors and hopeful that we can start sometime in October. The idea is construction would happen in the fall and probably in the spring. It's a little bit weather dependent, obviously. The plan is that the dome would go up in fall of 2026.
Now, I understand that this is also going to help programming wise, youth, get more youth into it, more seniors. Talk to me about the initiatives of trying to increase membership, or at least the interest in tennis.
Yeah, so I think tennis as a sport, you know, nationally, the interest is, there's no doubt that it's growing. We have a lot of competitive players on the international tennis scene right now. You might have heard of Denis Shapovalov, Felix Auger-Aliassime, Leila Fernandez. That's really raising the profile of tennis in the competitive world, and a lot of young athletes are getting interested. And in order to, again, to have a competitive program, kids need to be able to train year-round. That's, they just do. And right now, young competitive tennis players have to travel a pretty fair distance, and it's expensive, and that makes it out of the reach for a big chunk of the population. So in doing this, we're opening this up as a competitive avenue, an avenue for, you know, potential for kids to get university scholarships, to develop careers in the tennis industry, as well as all the, you know, recreational benefits of the game for physical and mental health.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.